Rahab was a significant figure in the story of the Holy Bible. She might not seem so, she's not often talked about, and her past life wasn't exactly glorious. She was a Gentile woman, and her story is a very wonderful one and shows us the mercy of God through and through. It takes place in the land of Canaan, back when God told his people, the Israelites, they were to take the land of Canaan and make it his land for his people. And one of the great cities in that country was the city of Jericho, which was of note because the walls of Jericho were specially designed and built to be almost ultimate fortifications against any enemy. They were legendary walls. They were impenetrable. However, God had told his people that they must take Jericho like any other place. God had given the land to them because they were his people. So two spies were sent out to see what this land was like. In fact, there were 12 spies. 10 were faithless spies who only brought back bad reports, reports that it would never happen. But two were godly men, Joshua and Caleb, and they brought back reports that God was able to take this land with his people. So Joshua and Caleb found themselves in the city of Jericho. And it was a dangerous place for them to be, obviously, and the authorities were looking for them. So they found their way to the household of Rahab. Rahab had positioned her family in a home built into the walls of Jericho. So there couldn't have been a more secure place in this world than in those walls. And she and her family lived there. Joshua and Caleb found themselves at her door, knocked on her door. She gave them entry and she said that she would hide them from the authorities. She had heard of the Israelites. They were infamous in many ways. She had heard of their God, who was astounding. She heard that their God had rescued them even from the hands of the Egyptians. They were slaves there. They were powerless and helpless. And yet God had rescued them from the Egyptians, as only God can do. And God led them out into the desert and he made them a path through the Red Sea so that they could escape from their enemies who were chasing them. She heard about these miracles. She heard about this amazing God. She was scared of the Israelites like everybody else, but she wanted to know more about this God. This God was not like the God of the Canaanites or the gods that were worshipping Jericho. She wanted to change sides. She wanted the Israelites' God because of who he was. She was a very shrewd woman. She recognised that judgment was coming. This God of the Israelites was going to judge her people. They were going to be destroyed, just like the Egyptians. And she wanted to flee from it. She wanted to get away. So she took in the spies and she saved them and hid them from the authorities of Jericho. And she asked the spies, because of what she had done for them, she wanted them to keep her safe whenever she knew the inevitable would happen and they would come against Jericho. And the spies promised that they would, and they told her to put a scarlet cord out of her window, hanging down the side of the wall, so that the Israelite armies, when they came, would see it and would identify that scarlet cord as being her home, and her family would be saved. If they kept inside the house and had the red cord, they would be safe. This again harks back to that amazing moment, that amazing night of Passover, that God, where God rescued his people from the Egyptians. The angel of death was coming. Death was coming to every household, but not to the households that had the blood of the Lamb on the sides of the door and on the lintels of the house. They were safe when they had the red blood on the door of their house to identify them as God's people. They were safely sheltered in that blood. And this again harks forward for us to that amazing sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, where his red blood was shed to pay for the sins of his people. That red blood is the safe haven for everyone who has sinned, who wants to be forgiven, and who wants to escape the sure and certain judgment for sins. So Rahab understood many things, and she was shrewd. So she put the red cord out through her window, and when the Israelites came, the red cord was there, and her family were kept safe. Jericho was completely destroyed. Every living thing in Jericho was put to the sword. God will not tolerate sin of any kind. And when he takes over a life, whenever he takes over this world, sin will be completely annihilated. Jericho's amazing walls fell down at the shout of the Israelite army. God had given the household of Satan in Canaan into the hands of his people. And Rahab, because she identified herself with the Israelites and the Israelite God, and because she believed in him and wanted him, then her household was safe. And she went to live with God's people. She became part of God's people, really and truly. Her repentance from her past life, which was very murky, which is a life of sinfulness, that life was gone completely. Her sins were forgiven, and she married a man called Salmon, and Salmon had a son called Boaz. Boaz married Ruth, who was also a foreign woman. And these two women are named in Matthew chapter 1 as being in the line of King David, who is also in the line of Jesus Christ. There are very few women's names mentioned in those kind of hierarchies, in those kind of lists of people's families. But Rahab is there. Rahab's name is there, which is so amazing. What is this trying to teach us? Well, in God's people, there are no outsiders. God's people are God's people. And in fact, every one of us who may be God's people right now, we were once outsiders. God brings outsiders into his family through what the Lord Jesus did, through the blood that was shed, and through faith in him. Every one of us has been brought into his kingdom. So we are not outsiders. We're inclined to think that good people or people who are born into Christian homes, they're the insiders. And all those ungodly people out there who sin terribly, they're the outsiders. But God does not look upon it like that at all. There is no hierarchy in his kingdom. There is no classes of people. There is no important Christians and less important Christians. We're all sinful. We have all failed miserably, and God has to bring every single one of us individually into his kingdom. And Rahab found herself there, even though she was a sinful woman, even though she wasn't born into an Israeli household, yet she became part of God's people. And this is a real message of hope to every single one of us. It doesn't matter how bad we are, or how bad people perceive us to be. Everybody needs forgiveness. I'm sure in Jericho, that city, there were good people, in inverted commas. Rich people, educated people, people who were in charge. But every single one of them perished. The Israelites killed every one of them. They were killed because they were not God's people. They did not have faith. They didn't trust in God. Rahab was not a respectable person in that city. She would have not been invited to fancy dinners or socially acceptable dinners. Yet she was saved. She was saved because she believed. And that's it. Not because she was good or bad. And God loves to do this. He loves to take people who are looked down on, people who are regarded as more sinful, more terrible than anybody else, and he loves to lift them up. And she was welcomed into God's family, and she actually became an ancestor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Such is the mercy of God. And God does that for every one of us who believe. He lifts us out of sin and he brings us into his kingdom. Many people bring up the issue of how all those people in Jericho were annihilated, were killed. And we get terribly exercised about that. And we translate that into our day and we think about, you know, the Crusades and holy wars and things like that. None of us deserve life of any kind, either physical life or spiritual life. And unless we trust God, we're in grave danger, not just of physical death, but of spiritual death. To end your physical life and not have spiritual life is a tragedy. It is the ultimate judgment. It is punishment forever. So the call goes out that we should all be ready. Whether we are Rahabs or whether we feel that we are respectable people who come to church and do good, whether we suffer from self-righteousness or not, every one of us needs to know the Lord. We need to trust in the Lord. This life is not the most important bit. The most important bit is that we are ready for the next one. And God takes sinful people. He makes them people that they are not. He makes them worthy to be in his kingdom because of what Jesus did on the cross. And he makes them glorious in his kingdom. And someday, when all sin is gone, we will reign with him and we will trust ultimately in him for all things. This is the mercy of God.